வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 6th chapter, text number 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 27th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupam
Translation: The mind is the root cause of lust, anger, pride, greed, lamentation, illusion, and fear. Combined, these constitute bondage to fruitive activity. What learned man would put faith in the mind?
Kamavannu marulova sukamoha bhayada karma bandhasya janmula si kujyat konu tad buddha. So buddha means one who is aware of everything, gaining buddha bhava samannita. Such buddha, intelligent person, will not accept these base qualities. Kama, manu means greediness, lusty. Mother, madness, lobha, mother, kama, mannu, mother. What is mother? Madness, mannu, and mother, pride, yes. Kama, mannu, madhu, lobha, greediness, shoka, lamentation, moha, illusion, vayaga, vayam, dityagi, niveshaka, sha. When we are too much materially absorbed, then there is bhaya. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunancha samanna metat pasubhi narana. So now we are interested in bodily concept of life. These things are manifested. And when we are spiritually identified, so there is no more kama lobha bhaya, shoko bhaya bhaya, shoko moho bhaya apaha. Spiritually means, advanced means, shoko moho bhaya, these things are not existing. These are the symptoms of karma bandha. But if we devote ourselves in the bhakti yoga, in the service of the Lord, then the face of this thing will change. The face of this thing will change. Kama, Krishna karma pane, Narottam Das Thakur has advised that kama and the desire will be transformed. How to serve Krishna? Krishna te ukila chesta. The same thing, kama means pretty activities for sense gratification, but this kama can be utilized in Krishna's service. Just like we have constructed this temple with the enthusiasm, there must be a very nice temple for Krishna Balaram. The same desire, as somebody is willing that I must have a very big skyscraper building. So the same desire, people may ask, what is the difference between these two desires? Somebody is desiring to possess a very big house, and another body is desiring to possess a very nice temple, expensive temple. So what is the difference? The difference is one is kama and the other is prema. That is the difference. As soon as we desire, that is natural. We cannot be desireless. That is not possible. People say that you become desireless. That is not possible. I am living being. How I can be desireless? No. That is very difficult task. If we want to become desireless, that is not possible. Klesha udhikata rasi sham abhakta sakta chaitasam. Desireless means your desires are suppressed by force. I shall not desire. That is not possible. You have got eyes, and if you want to suppress your eyesight, I shall not see anything. Is that possible? That is not possible. Yes, I have got my eyes, but I want to see Krishna Varana. That is what. That is what. Not that, no, I shall not see. Even meditation, so-called meditation, that is also saying, real meditation, seeing within. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manusa pasyanti yam yogina. Pasyanti, this word is used. Pasyanti means sees, but within, not without. Meditation means seeing within, not that without seeing. Concentrating the mind to see the form of Lord Vishnu. That is real meditation. And without seeing Lord Vishnu, that is klesha. If you want to fix up my mind into nothing, they say nothingness, that is not possible. So you cannot be desireless. Desire means kama. You cannot be. But desire has to be purified. That is what. Kama, kama Krishna karma atmane. Kama should be utilized, the same desire should be utilized for Krishna's service. Then it is bhakti. Then it is prema. We sometimes mistake the activities of gopis. It appears just like lusty affairs, but actually that is not. Gopis used to dress themselves very nicely, attractively, so that Krishna may be very pleased. That was gopis' use. Just like in the material world, the woman dresses very nicely, so that a man may be attracted upon her, and then both of them will fulfill their sex desire or sensual desire. That is material. But in the spiritual world, then it appears that gopis are dressed very nicely, not for the purpose of her own satisfaction. They want to satisfy Krishna, that if I dress nicely, Krishna will be pleased. So that is prema. And as soon as in the material, nobody wants to please anyone. He wants to please himself, his senses. That is kama. We should understand what is kama and what is prema. So, kama, and the proof is that because in the material world, everyone wants to fulfill his own desire. Therefore, when the desire is not fulfilled, he becomes angry, mannu. The next stage is mannu. Mannu means anger. And mother, then pride, then greediness, these are different stages. Lamentation, maya, so many things. Then what is the cause? Root cause is karma only. Because I am bound up by the resultant action of my past karma. Karmana daiva netrena jantar deha bhupatti. By the superior arrangement, according to my karma, I get a body with varieties of kama, krodha, moha, like that. Kama, because somebody has got the body of a human being, his kama desires are different from the hogs and pigs, because he has got a different body. He has got also kama, and the human body, he has human being, he has got also kama. But one is desiring to have a very palatable dish, and the other is desiring stool. The different, according to the bodies, the desires are less. So conclusion is that when you get your spiritual body, then the desire will be different, and that is true. Desires there will be. Now the desires are designated. Because one has got a particular type of body, his desires are different from another, because another person, he has got a particular type of body. But in the spiritual world, because there is no material body, only desire is how to satisfy Krishna. Kama Krishna Karma. This is spiritual. Spiritual means when the center is Krishna. That is spiritual. Otherwise, it is material. Material means to forget Krishna and satisfy his own senses. That is material. Just like a flower, a nice flower. One is accepting this flower for satisfying his smelling power. And another is accepting the same flower with the desire that this here is a nice flower, let me offer it to Krishna. So, according to difference of mentality, if Krishna, sabai mana Krishna padaravinda, if we simply engage our mind to Krishna, naturally the flower will be offered to Krishna. In this way, if we lead bhakti yoga, then there is no such thing as to give up. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi bhushana. To give up, renounce means renounce the mentality of sense-gathering. That is renounce. Otherwise, nothing can be renounced. Everything can be properly utilized. Kama Krishna Karmatpane Krodha Bhakta Desijana. This Mannu. Mannu means crow, anger. It can be also utilized. Bhakta Desijana. Those who are envious of devotees, just like they are making propaganda in Europe and America. Why this Krishna conscious person should be allowed? Say Bhakta Desi. So one should utilize his crowd, anger, upon these persons. That is what. Kama Krishna Karmatpane Krodha Bhakta Desi Jana. And Maha, without seeing a devotee, without seeing Krishna, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching, Yugayitam Nimishena Chakshusha Pravishayitam Sunnayitam Jagat Sarvam. This is Sunnayitam. Jagat is not Sunna. Just like we have got practical experience. If somebody's beloved has died, he sees everything zero. Nothing is appealing to him. Similarly, if we have developed our love for Krishna, and if we do not see Krishna, that is sunnayatam jagasadvam, govinda virahenave. But a devotee and an ordinary person, if an ordinary person wants to see something, and if he cannot see, he becomes angry, because that is calm. But a devotee, he says that Krishna, although the whole world is vacant because I cannot see you, still I cannot change my mind to love you. One side sunnayatam jagat sarvam, the other side asliśyava pādaratāṁ pinastu māṁ maramāhatāṁ karotu vā adarsanā. You break my heart by not allowing me to see you. Still, you are my beloved worshipper of Lord. That is the difference. There is no mannu, no disappointment. Disappointment is there, but so much disappointed, that broken heart. Still, he wants to love Krishna. That is pure love. Not that I have been disappointed, my heart is broken, therefore I give up Krishna. No. Still, Krishna is good. That is pure love. So you have to learn in that way, kama Krishna. Otherwise, karma bandha. Yajñārtha karma, karmani, annatra karma bandha. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Yajna means Vishnu. Whatever you do, if it is for Krishna, then you are liberated. Otherwise, karma bandha. You are bound up by the laws of nature, karma bandha. So karma bandha janamula. If we act for our sense gratification, then this kama krodha is bondage. And if we don't accept this karma bandha, then you are liberated. Very easy thing. So we have to purify our desires. Sarvapathi vinirmuktam tatparatina nirmalam. When we give up this conception of life, that I am Indian, I am Christian, I am Hindu, this and that, these are upadhis. So, while serving Krishna, don't come back to the upadhi platform, that we are Indians and they are Europeans, so they are taking more advantage and we are not given advantage, or vice versa. This means coming back to the upadhi. That is not the stage of devotion. We have to become free from the upadhi. I am neither Indian nor American. I am eternally Krishna's servant, that's all. Whatever Krishna orders, in whichever position he keeps me, I am his eternal servant. This is upadhi mukta nirmalam, pure stage. Now when we are in the pure stage, the same kama, the same mannu, the same vada, lobha, the shoka, lamentation. This time the gopis, they are lamenting. Krishna is going to Mathura and he has gone there. The lamentation is there. But this lamentation and our lamentation are the same. Therefore, in the beginning, the neophyte devotees, they should not try to understand the dealings of the gopis with Krishna. They should not try to understand, unless one is free from the material concept. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatyana nirmalam. That means we have to execute devotional service in the regulative principle. I cannot follow the regulative principle, and I am trying to understand Radha Krishna prayer. This is Raskalda. These are the Raskalda. Only rascals will do that. He does not see his position, that what is my position? I am still full of lusty desires. My mind is still disturbed by seeing a nice woman, a nice man, and I am discussing Radha Krishna. This is nonsense. Narottam Das Thakur said, Rupa-raghu-natho pade hoi ve akuti kave ama bujhavase jugadu-pirita. Unless you are expert in devotional service, by practical application of the instruction of Bhakti-rasamrita-sindhu, Rupa-raghu-natho pade hoi ve akuti, then, if we are qualified, then someday, we may be able to understand what is jugalapiriti, love between Krishna and Radha. Not so suddenly. That is sahaja. Not so suddenly. You should not try to do that. First of all, I must see how much I have become sarvapadhi vininmuttam, how much I am free from the designation and position. Then you shall be able to. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vititi Alladini Shakti Asma. The Radha Krishna Pranaya, the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna, this is not ordinary thing. When you worship Radha Krishna, you shall think ourselves as servant of Krishna, eternal servant of Krishna. And the guidance, Adho Gudbhasram, Sadhana Pritcha. So if we want to do something, we must inquire from Guru, Sadhana Pritcha, Sadhu Marganugamanam. We must follow. We should not manufacture things that this way I shall be able to satisfy Krishna. No. Sadhu Marganugamanam. If I discuss about Radha Krishna Leela in my neophyte state, Krishna will be pleased? No. You must, first of all, purify yourself by the regulative principles, and when you are completely free, then from the material conception, then you understand what is Radha Krishna Leela. Thank you very much.